Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindful pathfinder himself, Peter M. Fellows. And this week, we look behind the words, trying to improve yourself hurts yourself. Peter, can you give us an idea of what you'll be sharing today?
Thanks, Rick. It's always great to be back here at the Road Ahead Cafe, where it's hard to believe that you and Frank don't work on self-improvement because you just seem to get better and better with each episode. I'm the cheese to your wine. In other words, you're getting better with age and I'm just getting more stinky and moldy. But hang in, folks. I'll be right back to whine a little about self-improvement. So just smile and say cheese. Back to you, Rick.
Great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
If you look and listen what is written on social media about self-development and happiness, it's a super hot topic. It's often about self-improvement. Find your next level. Find your better self. Statements like that are all over the place. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, I think there is also a little bit of downside to this approach, and there may be several ways to do it in a different way. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Frank. So what I'll be sharing is one of my favorite quotes. I'm going to share two of them today. But one is, be happy with what you have on the way to what you want. How many of us spend our days striving when secretly we don't believe we'll get there? Stay tuned. I'll go a bit deeper in a minute. Peter, what are your thoughts?
Thank you. So what is the wisdom or lack thereof behind the words, trying to improve yourself hurts yourself? Here's my assessment. It depends on what you mean by improve yourself. If it means there's definitely something wrong with me, I need to improve, something wrong, then I must agree that you may indeed be hurting yourself. And I would suggest to you that there's nothing wrong with you, even if you chew your toenails. There is something wrong in the sense that you're feeling badly about yourself, but that feeling is not because of any lack on your part. And it's not because you have some issue of insecurity. You've simply made a mistake. You've confused yourself with your conditioned brain, gatekeeper, as I call him or her. All those things about yourself that you're not happy with, they originate in gatekeeper's judgments. And gatekeeper's not at fault either. He or she is just happened to get wired with that perspective as you grew up. But that's the past. Begin where you are now. First, you may not be as horrible as you think you are. Well, some of you probably are, but anyway, that thought, that judgment about yourself comes from gatekeeper, and he's not being mean, not intentionally. Sometimes we call him the inner critic, but he's trying to protect you from expecting too much and getting hurt and feeling even worse about yourself. And second, a lot of the stuff you think you need to improve about you, it's just because gatekeeper blocks the very inner resources he needs to level up those things. At the level of your deeper, non-conscious self, Pathfinder, you're constantly streaming gatekeeper the guidance he or she needs, but gatekeeper's conditioned filters are blocking that flow of resources. Now, I want to share with you that there are things I want to improve about myself. I know, it's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. I'm always keenly aware that no matter what I do, there is better. I could do better. And I don't think that hurts me now, because at this stage of my journey, gatekeeper doesn't freak out over my imperfections. I'm okay when I do something stupid, partially because I attribute the action to my gatekeeper, not myself. And I'm okay with him doing something stupid. Being a bonehead is okay. Everything is equal. All experiences are important. I still love gatekeeper when he feels silly. And I'm okay with people being annoyed and pointing out, often excitedly, that I'm an idiot. Really? You're discovering this now? I still love them because that's their gatekeeper trying to protect them. And because for me, the need to improve doesn't come from feeling, oh my gosh, I got to change or I'm worth nothing. It comes from wanting to see how much more I can be or do. I'm like, here's how much fulfillment I feel right now. That's cool. Let's see, how can I level that up? And I don't see self-improvement as a single line that starts with, I'm a loser, and then gradually moves along until, yay, I'm a winner. It never ends, and I don't want it to. I feel comforted knowing that there will always be more to learn, things to improve. I can always level up without leveling out of the game. My focus is on the exciting chase to discover how to improve what I'm doing now or how my journey is going now. But if you do feel that you want to improve yourself, remember, there's nothing you need to acquire, like patience or self-discipline or whatever. You are designed to always move naturally, organically towards fulfillment, as long as you don't have gatekeeper's interference there, his negative thoughts. There are no bad habits you need to root out from the cellars of your psyche. All you have to do is to coach gatekeeper, your conditioned brain, to consult Pathfinder, your non-conscious self. Take the burden off yourself. Take the burden off gatekeeper. Pass it on to Pathfinder. Feel you need to improve something? Cool. Just ask the Pathfinder's question. Pause, ask, and just look. Pause. What gatekeeper's doing, what he's freaking out about. Ask, where's my most fulfilling path forward here? And just look at what happens next. You already have everything you need. Gatekeeper just forgot that he could ask for it. Want to learn more about the Pathfinder's question? Come to thepathfinderquestion.com. Want to hear more scintillating wit and wisdom about this saying? Then empty your cup and let Rick and Frank fill it up to the brim. Rip.
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what have you got today?
This question is intriguing because you can play with words. Improvement. Do I need to do something better or is it all worse? Trying to improve yourself hurts yourself. Why, you might ask? Where does the need to improve yourself come from? Are you not good enough as you are right now? Why not? What are you dissatisfied with looking at yourself? And if you found something, do you think that yourself or do others say that to you? Other persons, your partner, your colleagues, your boss maybe, or an influencer, very powerful one nowadays. Early in childhood, we are told that we can do better. We are not good enough, is what we are often told. Better grades, better performance at sport, get better just at, you name it. It's often called motivation. You should be more motivated, Janice or Jack or whatever your name is. You should do better. Oh, yes. This is also a very nice one. I want to be the perfect mother or the perfect father. Of course, most people are raising the bar nearly constantly. That's neither bad or wrong, but you have to know how it works. How is that for you? What are you satisfied with? And what are you not so satisfied with? And why not? Just ask yourself those questions. What do you think about? In the happiness culture that is so dominant in these days, asks a lot of you. Yeah. Look at Instagram and, for example, dating sites. Everyone is great and happy and ready to rock and roll, but we know that it's not always true. Keeping up appearances often seems to be the mantra. Wanting to improve yourself because it is expected of you is not such a good idea, to my opinion. Before you know it, you start to live someone else's life. That doesn't do justice to who you are. You are a beautiful person with a fantastic set of qualities. You don't want this justice to be done to you, do you? Live your own life. Go your own way. That's why you're here for, on this earth. Focus not so much on what people expect from you or what you want to improve, but focus more on what you like to develop, is my advice. Improving is often based on experience a supposed deficit. You are not meeting the standards. Which ones? And then you start to disqualify yourself. Mm. Who decides that standard? You, the influencer, your parents, with teachers. A more open approach to yourself and life is to focus on developing yourself consciously. It's more about exploring and experimenting with different things than meeting some kind of standard. Look at young children. They're all exploring. We are built and wired as explorers, as adventurers, and we are adventurous. Be inspired and be a source of inspiration for us. Screw it, let's do it, is the title of Richard Branson's book about his life and entrepreneurship. Yes, the guy from Virgin Airways, and he tries to fly to the moon, if I am correct, and much more. Go your own way. How can you do that? Here are some suggestions. Start with 1, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the question, what are you satisfied with? What do you feel when you ask a question like that? What makes you really, really happy when you look at yourself and why? Write down at least 5 things. Number 2, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the question, what would you like to change? What do you feel when you ask yourself that question? Why? Write down at least 5 things. And looking at those things, consider the following. What kind of standards are they based on? Are they your standards or the learned ones? They're not really. Are you really living someone else's life at that moment or not? Think about that. Out of this list, select one that you want to change. One that is easy to do, costs little, makes a difference, and you can say to yourself, screw it, let's do it. Important in any personal change is to make small steps. Making big and fast steps often leads, not always, to resistance and stress. So don't do it. In podcast number 20, I talked about the Kaizen method, which is about taking small steps in an effective way. Listen to that as well, and what we have said together in that episode, Rick and Peter and I. I have learned that a smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. An interesting saying. This might be the first step for you. Rick.
Wow. Good stuff, Frank. Thank you. So here's what I think. I was looking back on my early sales career, and when I first got into sales, everything was about quota. Everything was about running. It was about sprinting. It was about being better than the other person. I mean, we even had a board on the wall in the office with everyone's name on it, and our numbers were there. So we were either celebrating or being shamed for not being at the top of the list. It was horrible, but that's me. That's how I felt. A lot of people were exhilarated by it. They felt motivated by it. And, you know, it was just a dog eat dog environment. So when I think back on that sprint and I think about how I am now, I was always driving myself more toward being a marathoner. I didn't want to be in that sprint thing, even though I did well in the environment. But it just took a lot of work and it took a lot out of you. So I'm going to give you my second quote today, my favorite quote of all time. When I was young, I did nothing and accomplished everything. When I was young, I did everything and accomplished nothing. In the middle of my life, I did less and accomplished more, all with the hopes that someday I would do nothing and accomplish everything. Don't know who said it. There's, you know, differing opinions on who said it. But the point is, as I've gotten older, I've tried to do less and accomplish more. And it actually works. Yes. Now, I don't know if I got luckier or more magical as I got older. But around age 50, I realized the hamster wheel wasn't cool anymore. I didn't want to be on this treadmill. I didn't want to just be running. And comparisons, as Frank mentioned, competitions, all these programs weren't serving me or anybody else anymore. I shifted from a life of accumulation and achievement to one where living was giving, and everything got easier. So if you're listening and watching today, maybe you can try this in your own life. Maybe you're not that person who needs to continually strive and get better and hurt yourself. You got to be careful with some of these ideas and actions, because it doesn't always serve you. So maybe living is giving in your life too. It works in for money. It works for health. It works for love, especially self-love. Peter, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that you're not a magic genie. You know, I'm just thinking, I mean, okay, everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, have a look at him. That's a genie there. I think that if you're excited about working on self-improvement, then that feeling is coming from a good place. But if you feel driven to self-improvement, then perhaps the first thing you should do is shift gatekeeper your brain from a contracted state to an expanded state. Pause, ask the Pathfinder's question, and then just look at what happens next. Pause, ask, and just look. And that's about the same self-improvement regimen we recommend for you here at the Road Ahead Cafe, where we simply ask you to pause and just look or listen as Frank, Rick, and I deliver three energetic workouts in less than 30 minutes, all to warm and flex your muscles for the road ahead. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, what are your final thoughts?
When I listen to you, Peter, I think we should start yoga classes also. Change is the essence of life. It's an adventure. It's a discovery and is a mystery to be lived and not a problem to be solved. Make small steps to take a cover off and to see the treasures inside. Play with them and enjoy your life to the fullest. So stop improving to meet someone else's standard, but start living with joy. Do you want to know more? You can contact us on theroadaheadcafe.com and me on LinkedIn or on my website, www.frankwise.nl. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe, please.
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. So here are my final thoughts. When you stop running and enjoy today, you can have a more relaxing, more peaceful life. Enjoy the moment. Give your gifts to help others. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.